good morning. 6:43. Sorry, I was typing something. I was I had to finish typing something. I was just doing stuff for later on.
Messaging your mom back. She, hey, Brock.
Hey.
I was messaging your mom back. That's what I was doing.
No, she's not even up yet. So, you know, yes. I know you're lying.
Yes. Anyway, enough of that. Sorry, I'm still typing. I'm stalling. Okay, now I'm ready. It is the Plan B Morning Show. We got to do your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR.
Real quick, are you a one-finger typer?
On my phone, I'm a voice-to-text typer.
No, that's on the keyboard. Are you clunking with one
finger? Oh, dude, no. I fly through these things. I got nimble fingers, buddy. Nimble fingers. Yeah.
Pretty much everybody can type these days, right? Somebody typing one finger, you're like, ugh.
I just slam my face into the keyboard and see what happens. So that's how you type. Anyway. AIR, Advanced Import Repair, they got you covered, and bringing you rock news and rock history, and your typing. It's great. Mm-hmm. Well, Robert Plant's handwritten lyrics of Cashmere off of Led Zeppelin's 1975 album Physical Graffiti will be on sale at Julian's Icons and Idols Rock and Roll Auction next month. Plant scribbled them on Whitehall Hotel stationery in 1973 after the band's U.S. tour. He was inspired to write them after driving through a desolate desert area of southern Morocco. They have a pre-auction estimate of $300,000.
Wow.
Dude, that's nuts. Also up for bids and their pre-auction estimates, you have an abstract nude oil painting by Bob Dylan from the 60s at $200,000. Wow. Eric Clapton's Derek and the Dominoes era 68 Martin D45 acoustic, which he played at the band's first ever concert, that's up for $500,000. A sheet of handwritten lyrics from Derek and the Dominoes 1970 hit Layla, $69,000. There's a guitar from U2 for $70,000. They got some Kurt Cobain artwork, stuff from Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, stuff like that. A lot of cool things up. The auction takes place November 19th and 20th at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York. So
crazy money, man. Yeah. Does it kind of anger you that things are like really that valuable?
Brock,
look, how much you got to put into your life and how much work you got to do to even get to 500 G's or whatever. And then there's just this guitar laying around.
Yeah.
That was played by somebody. Well, everybody else said it was extremely famous. He did great things.
But yeah.
It's just wild to me, you know?
Like, I get it with you know, the rarity of these items. Like, there's only one handwritten lyrics for Cashmere. You know what I mean? Right, it's not like he did like a bunch. He sat down and wrote a bunch of different ones. So like I get it. $300,000, I could find a lot of other things to spend $300,000 on, but I'm also not a rich guy. So who knows? You know what I mean? And more than likely, some collector's going to buy this, put it on display, maybe donate it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, do that kind of thing, you know, which is good, but yeah, $300,000.
Now, is it valued at $300 because it's worth $300, or is it valued at $300 because there's somebody out there that definitely paid $300 for it?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. There's a sucker born every minute. Don't they say that? Something like that. So.
Right.
You paid how much? Okay, we're taking away your credit card. Get it. Give me it. No. But yeah, if you got a lot of money and you want some rock and roll memorabilia, we got you covered right there. So, all right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, October 28th, 1978, the movie Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park aired on NBC TV as the NBC Movie of the Week. I love this because you know why? I guarantee, just like with every generation, all kids these days and their music and their rock and rollers. I mean, they did it with Elvis when he shook his hips on the Ed Sullivan Show. They're like, oh, my God, what's he
it's
doing?
It's too much.
So I guarantee there's a bunch of parents. You know, there was probably a bunch of, you know, middle schoolers, teenagers that love Kiss. You know, they rock out to Kiss. They love the makeup and Gene Simmons spitting blood. And here it is, the NBC Movie of the Week. And there was probably just a bunch of uptight parents like, well, you know, back in my day, we listened to Bing Crosby. Like, what is this? This is just insane. Their makeup on and their rock and roll. This is just This is terrible.
This is too much.
Where's Perry Mason when you need him? This is unbelievable. Like, come on. Jesus. All right. No, very cool. Great movie. Great movie if you haven't seen it. So, all right. There you go. That's what happened on this day in rock history, along with your rock news for a Thursday. And as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.